There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I press record now?
Yeah.
You've already recorded.
I've already been recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm recording now.
Hello and welcome to the CIC show. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I had a very stern voice coming into this one.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the CIC show. My name is Owen O'Sullivan and I'm with Marius.
You do look quite sharp today, I would say.
It's the jumper.
And the haircut.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
Thank you. Abby Wamba normally sits in the other seat.
Yes.
But she was preordained? No.
Preordained?
No, she disposed. Was disposed. Indisposed. She couldn't make it. Right, on this podcast, we talk about life in Denmark. We talk about life in Scandinavia. And then we also talk about everything else sometimes.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Tangents are allowed.
Yeah. I'm Irish. Abby, who isn't here, is American, but it's good to know. And Marius is Danish.
Oh, I'm Danish.
Yeah.
Danish.
I'm Danish.
Just call me Dennis. Just call me Dennis.
The way we talk about life in Denmark and all those other things is we take stories and experiences and we bring them to the microphone.
I just want to say life every time you say we bring it to
life.
Yeah, but that's Disney's motto, isn't it? Bringing stories to life.
Is that what they say?
Isn't that Disney's motto?
God, it's a good one. If it isn't, we're taking it.
We're taking it. I'm pretty sure someone is using that.
Bringing stories to life?
Yes.
CIC, the CIC show podcast, bringing stories to life. That's good.
Surely the writer brought the story to life.
The
person who wrote it.
Yeah.
We're just regurgitating it.
Yes.
Yes. CIC.
Regurgitating stories to life.
Less sexy, but truthful.
Yeah. It's truthful. Yeah, exactly. The truth is sexy.
The truth is rarely sexy, I think.
I tell you what's sexy is wearing four layers of clothes top bottom nowadays.
Oh.
I'm check this out. One, two.
Oh my
God. I'm wearing my
I can do one, two.
Oh yes. For those who aren't seeing this, we've just shown each other our legs.
Yeah. But we didn't see any legs.
We didn't see any legs.
Because there was another pair of pants underneath.
Two pairs of pants. Yes. Exactly.
It's the season.
-8
today.
8?
Yeah.
17 last night, I heard.
-17.
Yeah, because I don't know who said it to me, I'm going to say like an anonymous source. But I was told.
A whistleblower told me
if I. -17 last night.
That is colder than a witch's tit.
Yeah. That's one way of saying it.
That is one way of saying it.
It's very cold at the moment.
It is.
It's very cold.
But it was quite beautiful today.
It was stunning.
I would say I prefer -8 like this to zero and snow. Do I? I don't know.
What's the difference between zero and snow? What zero with snow? What's? It's like slushy, maybe?
Yeah, it melts quickly. This was stunning to wake up to.
Yeah,
This makes me Christmas spirit.
You boy!
Yes.
What day is it? Sir, today, sir, it's the 14th, what is it, 16th, 17th, 17th of December. Okay.
Not quite the night before Christmas.
It's beautiful.
It was, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
And, getting a bit of that D.
Yes.
Vitamin. important.
Clarification.
Yes.
I've been driving around lately, as I do. I'm just spinning.
You're just
spinning
cruising
around the city of Copenhagen. And I've been blinded by the light so many times because the sun at this angle. Yeah, I know. I was hoping one of us wouldn't do that.
Sorry.
It is. The sun is like whatever angle we're at with the sun at the moment, twice a day is like boom, cut. Yeah. Well, okay, more 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm not driving in the morning, but like it's cutting into your eyes.
Mm.
Like a ninja.
I was out driving today, and we were driving by Søerne, these very narrow, sort of only you can't overtake there.
Yeah.
And the sun was directly in the driver's face, and then a sort of undercover police car, of course with a siren, but just drove towards us, and people just like saw it very late because they couldn't see what was coming.
Because they were blinded. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exciting,
but beautiful. Stay safe.
Wear glasses. Wear sunnies. Wear double, triple layered up.
Yes,
and get that vitamin D straight into the eyes.
Something like that.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
No.
All right, Marius.
Yes.
What news do we have?
What news
do you bring?
We got big news. Big news here.
Oh.
Yes. There's a. It took a record 42 days, but Mette has finally formed a government.
Yay!
Bye.
And it's with who we always knew she would...
Yes.
It was with the people we always knew it was going to be with.
It kind of was. It was what everyone expected. But nonetheless, it is an unconventional majority government stretching across both blocks.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, she has... formed a new government with Venstre from Blue Bloc, and that is Jakob Ellemann-Jensen, who's the chairman of Venstre, the party, and he will also step in as the defense minister and the vice prime minister. And then former Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen and his startup party, the Moderates, are also being included in this coalition. And Lars Løkke Rasmussen, he will be the foreign minister. So they've also taken two quite significant minister posts in the government. Though people have questioned why Jakob Ellemann-Jensen went for the Minister of Defense. We're not known for, you know... we are pretty involved in a lot of wars in many ways, so you could say it's a significant post, but yeah.
Others could say it's a not significant post at all.
Yeah, others could say that. He said he chose with the heart, so sure.
Right.
I imagine this Jakob Ellemann, when I see him, I don't know him, so this is complete just my own imaginations.
Yeah.
But he's the son of a former chairman of Venstre, Uwe Ellemann-Jensen, who was quite popular and was the chairman for many years. And I don't think he's very much following in his father's footstep, not quite hit the same sort of success just yet.
Yeah.
And he strikes me as a man who is like, he's putting on a facade. And I think there's a little boy in him that was just like, oh, I can be in charge of the tanks. Like, I think I get that vibe from him.
Yeah.
It's purely just my own vibe and ideas. And anyway, he's a funny man.
Or he could be like same, but a little bit more serious. Same little boy wanting to control the tanks, but also. We might be at war soon.
Yeah,
and I'll be the important one.
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, we all have egos, but I think politicians that make sort of the upper echelons of political power, like for sure, there's a massive ego there, and there's a little boy in there clapping his little hands,
and that's one of the problems with democracy. Okay, cool, we got a government, super.
So yes, so they're in, and they have 90 mandates. They have 89 mandates out of the 90 required, and then they got the North Atlantic mandate from the Greenland and the Faroe Islands to put them over the top. So they've got a thorough majority, and Mette is probably going to be able to push a lot of things through now. This has gotten pushed back from parties left outside of these negotiations, like Enhedslisten, Socialist Folk Party, and the Alternative, who are voicing their dissent.
But Mette is going to be able to push a lot of things through as long as she gets everybody else on her side to agree with what she's...
Yes, that's true. And let's see, it's I can't remember if it's never been done before, but it's very rare that sort of party,
like
left-right government, it will be interesting to see how long this marriage of convenience will work. Venstre and Social Democrats and Moderates are maybe they're a bit more of a new fish in the pond. So, but they have been just piling into the middle more and more. But in terms of maybe some immigration policies, that's where they reached out to the far right more.
Yeah.
But other than that, they're very much just all yeah, fucking each other in the middle. So, was that a TV show? Fucking each other in the middle? No, it was Malcolm in the Middle. I'm sorry.
This is our political correspondent.
Anyway, there's some changes are afoot. All the ministers, 23 new ministers are in place. And some new policies are being introduced. I will read you three major changes and then a non-change now. First of all, there's a big change to the Danish tax system. Taxes will be alleviated for those earning least and to some who earn a lot. And a new top tax break will also be ushered in for those who earn significant sums.
Will this be accepted by the Danish society?
It's interesting. I haven't read about any major pushback. And I think, I mean, there will be pushback from the previous mentioned parties, like Socialist Folk Party, Enhedslisten, and the Alternative, because they're very much against the tax breaks.
Yeah.
And probably also from Danish Folk Party, who would also be very much against giving tax breaks to the rich, I imagine. Whether it will get a big outcry from the Danes, I have my doubts.
Yeah.
Like,
because it's not, like, yeah, okay. Just, I'm just getting bells of Yundala and stuff like this. Like, oh, you're not doing your fair share and you're really, really rich.
Yeah.
But maybe they're already paying a shitload of tax, because I know people do pay a shitload of tax. So I don't know. I'm just curious to see what
it would be interesting to follow. You could imagine that there could be some pushback once it gets more clear also. So what they are sort of, introducing this plan, and says tax breaks will be worth around sort of 5 billion Danish kroners. So that's a significant sum. And I mean, yeah, they're also
5 billion.
5 billion, yeah. Even in kroners, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And some of that money is maybe coming from the cuts they're making to education, because the government wants to cut a year and a half off all master degrees in the country and remove the sixth year of SU education grant eligibility. And that, I can imagine, will get some pushback.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do have to finance it somehow. But to me, it's quite shit they're doing it, cutting down on education.
So say again, so the last year of SU?
So, yeah, they want to cut a year and a half off of all master's degrees in the country and remove the sixth year of the SU education grant eligibility.
How long is a master normally? Master's.
Is it four or three?
I thought it was two.
Maybe it was two. No, but it can't be two. If you want to cut a year...
Yeah, right, you get a master's in 6 months.
Cut a year off. Year and a half off. Surely it must be minimum 3 years if you're...
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get a master's yet.
No, clearly neither of us have a master's. I have a master of none. Master education...
good idea. Let's Google it in the middle of the recording.
Length. How many years... 2 years.
Yes,
degree is awarded 2 years.
A master's is 2 years.
Of part-time studies. But how can they cut a year and a half then? Then you have to do it in 6 months?
Nah, it must be like...
To cut a year...
Funding?
Oh, sorry. So I'm reading this wrong.
Okay, good.
The government wants to cut a year off half of all math.
Nope.
So it's a year. So they're 50%.
They want a master's in a year.
Off of all master's degrees in the country. Yeah. No, but it's because it's written like this. The government wants to cut a year off half of all master degrees. So not all master degrees. Only half of them.
I don't blame you. That was difficult to read.
Yes.
Is this in Danish or in English?
This is in English.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, yeah. What master degrees? I don't know.
Mm.
So, if you want to find out,
and then the don't 6 years is the... You can have SU for 6 years and they want to make it five.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Sorry, that's just me.
That's just, I mean, I think there has been, I don't know, but there has been sort of this change in, like, people are, yeah, just educating themselves like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, master's, bachelor, master's, PhDs.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is also this, like, is there a... Because... And that's great in many ways. But these people don't have any work experience also. So there's so many people with, you know, this is, masters. That's
my, yeah.
And they then just sit on...
I know people who have been in the education system for 5 years, probably 6 years now, with large gaps out of it because of, like, taking breaks and, you know, like, or whatever. All on ESU and then no experience working.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. it's not about you need to go out and be part of the workforce. It's more like this is too long.
But the issue is a lot of employees would look at your CV and say, cool, you got a master's.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, but you have
zero work experience. Anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take the person who has some work experience and a master's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. And I think a lot of people are then taking an extra education on top of their current one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, well, I didn't get the job, so now I'm just going to educate my
unit. I'll go back and stay in academics for a little bit longer. And then, but then I have two pieces of paper and they have to hire me. Wait, no, the guy did 5 years before that? Oh, shit, okay. You took the guy with 5 years experience? Oh, okay. Yeah. but it's just, and it invites people to be like, stick with the system, stick in the academic. But I always felt a little bit, I think that's true in a lot of countries, that like academic systems kind of like, you come back in, you stay here a little longer, it's all right, you don't have to go to the real world yet.
There's some comfort and some safety in that.
100%.
Like you're sort of, yeah,
and if you're lucky enough to actually go down the academic line, you never leave. You just tutor and then become a professor and you get PhD and you're off.
Grand
I was out there in the coal mines.
Not like us.
The age of 14. No.
Anyway, another slightly potentially controversial change is CO2 neutrality, where they're proposing Denmark set a new 2045 CO2 neutrality goal, and a new air travel tax will also be incorporated. And then the question is that better or worse than the previous one? And I can't remember right now what the previous goal was, but we both said 2030.
We thought of 2030, yes. We literally had a full episode all about Copenhagen becoming carbon neutral.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
But also 2025 rings a bell for some reason.
By 2030, Copenhagen will be an emission-free airport. Copenhagen is to be carbon neutral by 2025.
Yeah.
The first capital. That's what it was. Yeah. So they've just added
20 years.
Fucking hell, that's a lot. How? Yeah.
That was Copenhagen we're talking about, not Denmark.
Oh yeah, that's true. That was Copenhagen. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. But surely that's also the major, the hardest one to make CO2 neutral.
Figures Copenhagen out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest should be a piece of cake.
Grand.
Shoot some cows. Those are the main culprits of this goddamn...
Get the fartiest cows out of here.
Yes.
Okay, and also...
And finally, a thing that's not going to change, which is also not really a surprise, is strengthen immigration policies. The government will not deviate from its current path in relation to immigration. Denmark's tough stance on immigration will continue. But then there's this line. Though crazy, in quotation marks, rules that don't make sense will be cut out. Doesn't say which one. I mean, there was a lot of crazy rules. So
what?
Yeah. Meanwhile, the government will retain...
That's an actual statement?
In this article,
it's quoted. Someone said that. It's been quoted.
Mm-hmm.
That, okay, right?
Yeah.
Vague,
very vague. the government will retain its contentious goal of establishing a center for asylum seekers outside Europe, but it must be done by the EU or in cooperation with other countries. So no news really under the sun there, and let's see what these crazy rules what they're deemed to be.
You missed another big change.
Oh yeah,
they've I can't speak now. I'm so, you're so surprised.
Oh my god.
They got rid of a holiday.
No.
Yes.
No.
Christmas is cancelled.
Oh.
And Easter. And a couple of other ones.
Yeah.
No. No. But truly, one of the first things they're going to do is they're going to get rid of prayer day. Prayer day is no longer a public holiday.
But
all those prayers.
We won't have time to eat the prayer buns then?
No. Nope. Well, you can eat them, but you can't take a day. You can't stay home and do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
And it's all coming together. It felt honest there for a second. And it's all coming together because it's to increase defense spending. They want to save money.
Okay.
So everybody who works that day, you're buying guns. Instead of praying, you're buying guns.
You're buying guns.
You're buying guns for that little boy in the tanks. Yes, they've... But it's interesting. So I'm sure most people know this, but Prayer Day is also already like trying to get rid of holidays. Because Prayer Day is a bunch of religious holidays crammed into one.
Together. Yeah,
there's a bunch of like, you know, Good Friday or whatever it is. I can't remember what ones they are now around that time. But
Long Friday, Big Friday, Tipsy Friday. all the Fridays.
All the Fridays. Hi-ho.
Hi-ho, Friday.
So off to Friday we go. It's no longer going to be a bank holiday for... Prayer Day, and
it's really also a sign of this, like, we have just given up on religion.
Yeah. It's like we're not even culturally Christian anymore. We're not even going to bother now.
No.
If you want to go to church, you can. It won't stop you going, but we're not going to pay for a day off.
Oh, not even for the day where we gather all the prayer.
We're going to give you. You can leave work 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
And you can go get a quick prayer in. The dean of Roskilde Cathedral, Anne Sophia Orlando, told TV2 that religious holidays were a time for praying and reflection. While Ivan Hansen said his catering business would lose 20 to 30,000 Danish kroner if the holiday was scrapped. So people are concerned.
Hmm.
How
can he lose that much money? He must be making a lot of vilbola.
possibly. I don't know why I randomly picked that one quote, because there's lots more in this article, but I decided to go with him.
I think it's a strong quote. It's a strong take.
Hot take.
Hot take.
So that's another thing they're doing. Okay.
They're getting busy, huh?
Coming out. They got 44 days to make up for now.
Yeah, that's
true. They're 44 days behind. In other money news, Dance, how much was it that you were talking about billions recently? What were you talking about billions for?
5 billion.
5 billion. What was the 5 billion?
The cost of tax cuts.
Well, I tell you who can pay us that.
Yeah.
Danske Bank.
Oh.
Because Danske Bank has to pay a fine of 3.5 billion.
Okay. Kroner.
Because remember back when everything was normal and everything were fine?
The new normal. As they tried to introduce after the 2008 crash, I believe.
Was that what they were calling it?
Yeah, after it all died down a little bit, they tried to sort of, the new normal. Got a lot of flag.
I can get that. I was driving by Kingdom today.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. And I had flashbacks of queuing with masks and going in, getting tested in those. And they're all gone. There's no test centers there. That was like a scene from Contagion movie. Right? Scary stuff. But way back before any of that happened, Danske Bank was caught being a bit dodgy. Back in 2018, Danske Bank, if anyone can remember, Danske Bank, not here in Denmark, but their Estonian branch was caught to be aiding in money laundering. I don't know exactly how it went down, so I won't say more.
No.
But Danske Bank has been...
But isn't that just banks? Like...
Well, so the fine is for not having strict money laundering regulations.
Okay.
So it's not saying they did money... They were the ones...
They just didn't...
They just didn't stop...
They didn't catch it or stop it.
So anyway, they've officially been fined 3.5 billion kroner, 470 million other currency. Make your pick, a euro. when I was looking up more information about this, on Danske Bank itself, its statement is resolution in terms of Estonia matter. So Danske Bank is going to be paying that, and it's closed this Estonian branch and Baltic region branches, and also Russia. but I think that's probably something else.
Yeah.
and continuing on with bank biz.
Oh, more bank biz?
It's more bank biz.
Bank news?
News. Why, words are hard today.
Words are hard today.
Danske Bank is also in the news because it's going to be the last bank, one of the last banks, if not the last bank, to have cashiers, actual people.
Okay.
It's got two banks, one in Copenhagen, one in Aarhus.
Oh, we were talking about that this last episode, about the sort of cashless society.
Yes.
Now it's a people, personless banks.
Illuminati.
Huh? Aluma huma?
Are at it again. so Danske Bank are going to be, according to TV2, Danske Bank are the only bank in the country to still provide cashiers, which is really worrying for me because I need to get currency out soon. I don't think I can do that from an ATM.
No, but you can go to like Forex or some of these.
Yeah, I know, but I want to go through a bank, but I can't.
Yeah, okay.
So,
is it better?
What do I do? I don't know. It'll have to be. It's not better or worse. It just has to.
Okay.
But yeah, and they were saying that there's a concern for people.
What are bank robbers going to do now?
Ah, got shocked again.
Can you rob a? I mean, I guess you can.
Yes, you can. You can. You steal an ATM. Did people do
then
that?
Then you're not a bank robber. Then you're an ATM robber.
So you want the fame and the glory of being called a bank robber?
Yeah, yeah. ATM robber sounds shit.
ATM robber. No, there's definitely going to be like Danske Banks with, what's the one near Tivoli? There's a bank near Tivoli and it's really big. And you go inside and it's got like three floors, and I'm sure they have a big safe downstairs where they keep all Denmark's money. And you can go in there. Or find like, because here's what you do. You find one with, you find a place that has cash boxes.
Ah, yeah.
You know, the key, where people keep all their...
their valuables.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what you want.
That's what you want.
I've never been in one of those.
Neither have I.
No. No.
No.
No. No masters.
No masters.
No bank vault experience. No,
I've never been like taken down with a man in a three-piece suit offered an espresso as I put away my jewelry.
One day.
side note about the ATM thing. God, I'm dying here. There was a organized gang from, I think, Amsterdam that there's a sting operation or cops arrested a few of them, and a part of the
go with sting operation. Sounds sting operation? Way better. Yeah.
Sting operation. they found videos and DVDs that the gang were handing out to other gangs with instructions how to steal and open ATMs.
Okay.
Including explosives and like machinery and stuff, like how to pull it out of the wall, how to blow it up when you get it.
They made their own DVDs.
Yeah. It was like how to educational material of how to steal an ATM. Yeah.
Stealing ATMs for dummies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Booklet. Yeah, you know that stupid yellow book with a.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So just check it out.
So if you're looking for some money this Christmas.
But also, on this article from Copenhagen Post, they also are mentioning that there's concern for. I think this isn't fair to be honest. I think there's more to be concerned about. But they're saying elderly Danes and pensioners not knowing how to use an ATM or do things online. An estimated 120,000 people never got on NimID, let alone MitID.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
and we also kind of talked about that last time.
Yeah,
about
this,
about the transition you had to go from NimID almost to MitID.
Exactly.
But if you never made it to NimID,
you're way back.
Oh my god,
you're way back. But I think that's actually a concern for a lot. I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, same.
I'm pretty slow on a lot of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm concerned, and yeah. Well, I'm not concerned.
No, but yeah. But I get it if you're an elderly person and like this is the last thing you need, that the fucking you can't even go into a bank anymore and have a little interaction with a bank teller and take out some cash. Yeah.
I used to go in and like in the local branch, you'd know who you're talking to. Mm. You'd go up and be like, "Hello, Mary, I'd like to take £20 out, please."
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
I remember the first time when I got my first credit card.
Yeah.
And I had to go, I was in the bank with my mom and they asked me, "And you remember your code?" And I was like, "Yes, 4987. I was like, no, stop.
You guys back are like just taking notes.
There was a mother with her child. She was like, "Huh." Little did she know, I had no money.
Child looking at her child being like, "He's not going to get a master's."
Yeah. He'll never be let into the vault.
You're such a better child.
You're such a better child. I love you.
I love you more than I could. love that child. Yeah.
So any other bank news?
I don't think so. Was I meant to have more bank news?
No. I'm just being polite, and you know, maybe you had
bank. Nope.
Bank. No.
I'm drawing a.
You're drawing bank. A bank. Meh, 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 meh. I don't know. I was looking at some other stories, but I didn't feel like they didn't speak to me, Owen. There was something about some 20 teens being arrested for selling cannabis in Christiania in just 80 days.
Okay, sure.
Foreign ministry advises Danes caught in Peru may have to be patient. Sure. Denmark downs to it. Oh, you said that one. Yeah. So them, I think. Dim the news. Yes.
That's all right. It's cold. People want to stay indoors.
Yeah.
Get hygge. I did a jigsaw this week.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Are you back on your jigsaw?
I'm back on the jigsaw.
How many pieces are we doing today?
1,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that much for you. You've done bigger.
I've done bigger.
Have you ever tried the 3D ones?
No.
Is that taking it too far for you?
I think so. I don't think I could be. I don't think my brain could work it out.
Okay.
I think I need it flat and 2D. I need just need it simple. No masters here, man.
No masters here. Yes. No masters here.
So I think that's fine. Bit of government news, bit of bank news.
I thought it was a very in-depth overview of the bank news, Owen. I was quite impressed by that.
Yeah, true. Blowing smoke.
Blowing smoke up my bum. Well, can I give you some hot tips then instead?
Oh, go on.
Go on, Dan.
Hot tips for the cold nights.
Yes. I have two. So feel free if you want to...
Add
something. First up, you remember 1420?
I do!
Yeah. And that shut down because Dennis Vincent, he left.
Yep.
I don't know if it actually shut down, but that was
it. Did yes.
That was under my impression.
Yeah.
Apparently they're back.
Yeah.
Yep. And they're also back with an English open mic comedy night here on Tuesday, the 20th of December.
Nice.
Yes. And
1420 is in Norbro in Copenhagen.
Yes, it's a Belgian beer bar.
Yeah.
Yes. It's in Greffenfeldsgade number 20 in the basement. And tickets are 50 kroners at the door. So go check it out. It's in English. It doesn't say who's performing yet, but I've been there.
I've been there.
So
you and I, have we gone there together?
No. We've been there together.
All right, okay.
Did we go together? I don't know.
I bumped into you awkwardly.
Yeah.
We were both on separate dates.
Yeah.
Hey. This is awkward. I haven't spoken since.
Then on, because you know, I'm expecting people to have plans around here this time. So let's jump into the 29th of December, where
for fun, what could someone do on the 24th and 25th? would you have any ideas?
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Would it be like a dinner to go to or?
I'm actually gonna have an English Christmas this time.
Yeah.
So my Christmas will be on the 25th, and I will go to church.
Really?
Yes, I will go to the church up by Esplanaden, by what's that fort called? On Österbro. Anyway, there's a church down there that apparently does a lovely little.
So this is gonna be on the 25th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll go to church 10:30, listen to some carols and some psalms, and then go have a dinner with my folks, and my family. Yeah. So we're doing it different this year.
I was joking about being sad and lonely, but does Christiania still do the big Christmas dinner thing they used to do?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's still on. So yeah, one can go. One can go volunteer out there.
Yep.
If one is not.
I haven't been, but I've heard it's plans. Really nice.
Yeah. I had a friend who. It's a bit controversial, but he was alone on Christmas.
That's not controversial.
No, but then he wasn't homeless. But he went out there and had food.
Aye, but it's communal. It's a communal dinner. I mean, you're allowed. The whole thing is about coming together and enjoying dinner.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think you have to be like.
You don't have to be homeless.
Destitute to go there.
Because I imagine like at a soup kitchen, that's what I'm imagining, kind of like.
No, I think it's also like just come along and enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm sure I've heard of somebody, a friend of mine. Going there before.
Mm?
Yep. Pulling a lot of things way back from my memory today.
Don't touch anything you hear in this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. No. Full disclosure, I got really badly shocked off something just before recording. And that might have... There's something live here and I might have fried my brain cells. But anyway.
Or maybe it's activated some brain cells and you're suddenly remembering better now.
Oh, God. What was I like before then? Jesus.
What you don't remember.
Go on.
A final hot tip.
Yeah.
Yes. On, what did I say? The 20th.
No, 29th.
Yes, the 29th. That's what I said. From 4 to 11 p.m.
Yeah.
There's an event called Gay Pop-Up Bar. It's in Nyhavn's Champagne Bodega. So a champagne bodega.
Ooh.
And so this is the last gay pop-up bar on the 29th of December at the Little Pearl, the Champagne Bodega in Newhaven. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can both get beers and champagne and bodega vibes down there. And there will be happy hour from 4 to 5. And there will also be a lottery during where you can win champagne for New Year's. So... check that out if you're in for that. Sounds like a fun time.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
Hand brews and champagne.
Oh,
and prizes and bingo and what's not to like?
What's not like?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I can't speak. Sorry. I think I hit my head. Great.
That was them. The hot tips.
Dim's the hot tips.
We gave some hot tips earlier. I feel like also there was some warm weather hot tips or some how to dress.
Wear three layers.
Sunglasses. But you know,
get a bit
also
of,
see a little bit of sun without the sunglasses.
Yeah. Get a
not
bit
stare
of
directly into the sun.
Yeah, vitamin D straight to the eyes.
Yes.
So don't stare straight at the sun,
but yeah.
Good advice.
Get the D.
We will be back for one more episode.
There will be a Christmas special.
Be a Christmas special.
Ooh.
Will Santi make it? Will the CIC show save Christmas?
Yet again.
And by save Christmas, probably just getting drunk on...
That's
on schnapps.
Is there any other way to save Christmas?
But yes, we will have one more episode. We will have our Christmas special coming up next week. But until then...
Mm-hmm. I would like to say stay...
coping.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.